We're talking about more things that you're selling that are here in Dalet that are attached to the ground, a part of the ground, or real estate, and you didn't specify exactly what you included in the sale, you just said the general term. So mocher is a sadeh, the person sells his field, meaning I agree to sell my field to you, but I don't specify what that should include. Mocher es avanim shehem litzarka. Any stones on the field that are there for the field's sake, meaning the field is going to have like a perimeter set up with like, you know, stones. They're going to make a little wall. The wall hasn't been set up, but the stones have been set aside to make a wall. Since they're part of the field and used for the field per se, they're included. Vesakanim, shakerim, shebakerim, shehem letzarkov. Same goes with the kanim are reeds, but think of them as dowels, the sticks that you're going to use to prop up in the vineyard the vines they should grow off the ground. You don't want roglios, you don't want ground running ones, you want regular, you know, trellised vines of grapes. So those sticks that are used to elevate the grapevine, those are necessary to the grapevine in the field. As a side point, you see it's interesting here that we're talking about a sadeh, which usually refers to grain, and yet you're talking about all of a sudden the carom, the vineyard in the sadeh. So they point out that it must mean that if you have a vineyard in your sadeh, the vineyard goes with it. Obviously, you have to comply with the rules of kilayim, etc. That's not the point. The point is it is included too, a vineyard. This a tavua shimuchuberes lekarka. Same goes with grain that's attached to the ground. I sell my field to you; it has been growing in the field. It's still attached there. So of course, the grain growing in the field goes with it. This mechitzas akanim shipchusim abeis rova. If there's a section. I don't know how, mechitzas akanim, I don't know how to translate it exactly. It's like a reed section. Well, there are reeds growing, kanim are reeds, which would have their own value. Let's say, you know, it's got a bamboo section in the field. And a person might want that as a separate, like as a separate business. There's like the field that grows wheat, and there's a separate, you know, bamboo stalk that's going to be growing there for different purposes. But if the mechitzas akanim, the reed section, the bamboo section, whatever it is, shipchus mebeis rova, if it's less than a base rova in size, that means the area that you plant a rova of a kav, a quarter of a kav, comes out to being a 24th of a beisa. The beisa was 2,500 square amos, so this is 104 square amos. Okay, whatever it is, 5 by 5 meters, something like that. So if it's smaller than that, it's considered insignificant, and it's a package deal going with the field. Vesa shomera, she'ena suya betit. Same goes if you have a watch hut, watch, you know, like the human scarecrow sits in. So if it, according to this girsa, if it's not made with, it's not plastered, it's not like plastered down to the ground, so it's like mobile. I'm sorry, wrong shot. If it's not in plastered with tit, but it's not plastered, so it's considered to be, according to this girsa, it's according to be, it goes with the field, because it's like insignificant, not as significant, it's like a, you know, a little flimsy hut, not important, and it would just be a part of the, you know, a little, goes with the field. There's the another girsa that the Bartanura has, which is, that it's, if the shomera is yes made, it's yes plastered. His understanding is, if it's plastered, it's like attached to the ground, it's going to stay. Otherwise, you take it with you. But the girsa I have in front of me, she'enosi with it, means if it's not plastered, then it's flimsy and pathetic and just like, you know, bustle to the field. Vesa charuv, she'eno murkav. If you have a carob tree growing there, it isn't murkav. Murkav means it's grafted, but the point is, when your carob tree grows, at some point you'll be able to, it'll be strong and big enough that you will graft in other branches into it to let it grow into a big, strong carob tree. We're not talking about key lime here, but in any case, the point is, at that point, the carob tree is so big and significant, it's like a separate factory on your field, and you wouldn't sell it separate. You would keep it, even though you sold the field, you'd keep the, so to be the carob factory. But it has to be a proper big one. If it's not yet more cub, it's still immature, so then it just goes with the field. This besula sashikma. Same goes if you have a sycamore tree growing there, to grow, that would grow timber. What happens is, you, at some point, you will like, you prune it, and then it grows back very, very strong and big. But if it's a besul shikma, it means it hasn't yet been pruned, it hasn't yet been, you know, cut, and therefore it's still immature and just tough, well, not significant, and would go along with the field. When you specify field stam, you're including the besul shikma with it.